O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Well, how many of you have been sitting here this morning thinking, Donna and Alan have really messed up today? They've gotten the whole service backwards. Did you notice? Did you notice how we read the scriptures in reverse order? The gospel first, the epistle, and then the Old Testament. Well, I really do hope that you noticed, because I really intended it to be in reverse order today. In a few minutes, I will tell you the method of this madness. But I do hope that it didn't change or divert you from listening to these interesting and important words from God. Let's look at them. The readings for this day contain an extraordinary theme. Amos describes God pressing a very serious charge against his people for oppressing the poor and seeing religion as an annoying inconvenience. The epistle reading in 1 Timothy speaks about ending our anger and quarreling as marks of our godly life. And the gospel reading in Luke speaks of a labor dispute in which a dishonest worker maneuvers his way into winning friends among his employer's debtors. Some form of quarrel or controversy appears in all of these readings. The resolution offered in all three passages is also remarkably similar. God recruits the prophet to plead on behalf of the poor and the needy. Timothy recruits the community for a vocation of holiness. And the crafty worker fiddles with the books to recruit sympathy for himself. Now, my explanation for reversing these scriptures was simply to connect us to these passages for our Christian life, for our journey to God, and our call to discipleship and vocation. Let's start with the gospel. I picture many stories of faith which begin with shrewd and crafty management. Stories where people are saved from self-righteousness, narrow-mindedness, selfishness, and greed. These are crisis times in our lives. The place where people, where you and I begin to ask the faith questions and the meaning of life. The word crisis in Chinese means a dangerous opportunity. I love that. Dangerous because we could overlook the importance of our chance to change. And the most opportunity if we risk this surrender. The manager in our gospel does have a chance to turn from his ways and be changed and can move forward in his journey to God. Going further on our Christian walk involves more growth and development. It involves conversion and transformation, a radical turning toward God. I have been crucified with Christ, proclaims the Apostle Paul. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Timothy encourages us to make personal commitments to each other, to pray for one another, to live a holy and dignified life. We only increase in our spiritual life by sharing ourselves with one another. And so we move on in our walk, literally making this church. To be the church is the hallmark of our love to one another. Finally, looking at the prophet Amos, who is called by God to be more than just turning away from his old life and more than growth within one's own religious structure. What more is there? The more comes in service outside of ourselves and the church. The life of a Christian begins with looking at ourselves, growing with others, and finally maturing to give from a place of selflessness and compassion. When I first came to St. John's, I noticed right away the sentence in your bulletin at the end, after the final dismissal. It reads, "Here's where the service begins." And that is so right. We are fed here only to go out in this world and be God's servants. In closing, I'd like to think about where our Christian journey of faith is mostly seen and lived. For me, I think it is mostly in the very small things of life, the day-to-day world that we live in. As Fred Craddock has written in his commentary on Luke, most of us this week will not christen a ship, we will not write a book, or end a war, or appoint a cabinet, or dine with the queen, or convert a nation, or be burned at the stake. More likely this week will present no more to us than a chance to give a cup of water, to write a note, to visit a nursing home, to vote for the county commissioner, to teach a Sunday school class, how about sharing a meal, or telling a child a story, going to choir practice, or feeding a neighbor's cat. But remember the words we heard this morning. Whoever is faithful in little is faithful in very much. Let your journey continue. Amen.